Okay, today I want to talk about the inyan of covering your head. Okay, we all, Baruch Hashem, Shomer Torah Mitzvos, everyone has a head covering called a skull cap, a kippah, or called I don't even know how to pronounce it in Yiddish, a yarmulke, Yori Malka. That's what they say, it comes from Yori Malka. Okay, we have a head covering, and Baruch Hashem, the diversity of Klal Yisrael has shown that we can have many different types of head coverings, all different colors and styles, shapes, forms, you name it, it's out there. It's five sections, six sections. Yeah, I never knew there was something to that. There's a five section, there's a four section, also. I once heard an extremist say the reason of all the problems in Klal Yisrael today is because it used to be people had a yarmulke of six sections, and now we only wear five. All right, I think that's a little bit extreme. Where is there a makar for a head covering in this week's parasha? I'm going to give you two sources for this week's parasha. First of all, everything I'm telling you now, by the way, is coming from the sefer called Higyonei HaParsha by Harav Aryeh David Wasserman. Fantastic sefer. And by the way, Derech Agav, about 2 months ago, someone published a two-volume sefer. It's thick. Each volume is thick like a telephone book on the inyan of a head covering. On the yarmulke. Two volumes. I have no idea what takes two volumes.
Is it a blanket, or he wrote something?
No, it's a sefer. It's a real, no. It's a two-volume. I don't know what's in there. The history. I don't know. Here, the truth is, in this sefer, he presents this as a, not as a chapter, but as a kuntres. At the end of this sefer, he presents this as an entire kuntres on this topic. Now, he brings the main makar, it means a remez, not a makar, remez in the beginning of the parasha. The remez is Vayasu es hakosno sheish, they made the tunics of linen, ma'asareg la'arud l'vanov, v'yes hamitznefes sheish, they made for the kohen gadol mitznefes, v'yes pa'arei hamigbo'os. There's a new word in this week's parasha which I do not believe appears in parashas tetzaveh. Pa'arei. The word the Migbos, it's fascinating, the differences between Parashas Tumah Tetzaveh and Parashas Vayakra El Pikudei. There are numerous differences. Different diukim, and one of the diukim is that in this week's parasha it says the Pare HaMigbos, the Migbos, the hats that the Kohanim wore are called the Pare. Pare means glory. Glory. And according Rashi translates what it was mean Pare. Tiferes, the splendor hamigbaos. And what is the pe'er? So the Bali Musa say the pe'er is that when you cover your head, when you show that you are humbling yourself before the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no greater glory than that. We normally title it pe'er in reference to tefillin. The tefillin is the pe'er, but the truth is covering your head as an expression of Yirah Shemayim is the most beautiful pe'er. Now I'll tell you another very fascinating remez. In this week's parasha, we also learn about the Chotzer HaMishkan. The Mishkan, outside of the Heichel and the Kodesh, the Shakadosh and the Zbeach, there was a courtyard. The courtyard was 100 Amos by 50 Amos, and the courtyard had Amud, it had pillars. And the pillars had many parts. It had a socket, and it had a Chashukehem. You can hear the word in the parasha 100 times. What is a Chashukehem? Wraparounds. What are wraparounds? I don't really know. Every picture, every sefer has a different depiction. You look in the classic tabernacle sefer. Know that classic book we all grew up with? The tabernacle book? So they just have rings. But if you look in the art scroll, they don't have it as just individual rings around the omel. They have like pieces. What? Spirals. Okay, the newer svarim today are depicting the chashukehem as spirals, and then there's something else that's very important that is mentioned only in this week's parasha is the kisuyehem, that the cover of the mishkan, the kisui, the very top of the pillar, The very top, the tzipui, not the key, the tzipui roshehem v'chashukehem kosef. Let me read it. I'm reading the last pasuk, the second to last pasuk of Parashas Vayakel. The amudehem arba'a. Okay, this is just part of the series. They were the pillars of the actual entrance into the Mishkan. There were four pillars. There were four. I think there were a total of 60. If I'm not mistaken, there were 60 pillars around the entire courtyard. The adnehem arba. Each one of these pillars had a socket, and they were made from the choshes. Vovehem, they were hooks made from silver. Vitzipui roshehem vachashukehem kosef. The covering of the top of each pillar and the wraparounds, the spiral design that wrapped around the entire length of the pillar was made from silver. Now, it's something that is shocking. This concept of the tzipui roshehem does not appear anywhere in Parshas Truma. In Parshas Truma, where the Torah tells us to make the Mishkan, Moshe got the command, Moshe, make a Mishkan. The Mishkan has an Aron, it has a Shulchan, a Menorah, and it's going to have this clean, it's going to have a Chotzer, and it's going to have a Mudim. All of the details are given over. And here, this is just Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen, I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm putting up the Amudim, and here we find that Moshe Rabbeinu did something that was not asked of him to do. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in addition to the Amud, he put on the top of the Amud, he put a tzipui, a cap. Who told you to do this? Who told you to put a cap on top of the Amud, the pillar? That as you enter into the Beis Hamin, you enter into the Chatzar HaMishkan. So I once heard suggested, because this Tzipui Rosh Shehem is symbolic of our Yarmulke. Why do we wear Yarmulke? Yirah Shemayim. What is Yirah Shemayim? Yirah Shemayim is the only thing that we're here for in this world. Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyirah Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was not given any leeway in the construction of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was given, it was a blueprint. This is the way the Mishkan is to be made. Hakol bidei shamayim. You have no right to add. The only thing you have a right to contribute in this world is to be Moisef Yirah Shamayim. The kisu, the covering, as you come into the perimeter of this holy courtyard, where the whole Mikdash is, Moshe, as a rabbinic leader, has a right to enhance it in regard to gezeros, takanos, adding a covering to the top, a kitzui, a tzipui, to the very, very, just on the rosh, is an expression of, I want to add a level of yira, of fear, of yira, of an expression of fear to this makom. The tzipui roshehem. When you're wearing a yarmulke, what are you really doing? You're really covering your head. You're covering your head as an expression, according to many, as a form of yira Hashemayim. It was not Hashem's command. It was Moshe's embellishment. Because yira Hashemayim is the only thing that you really can, that you can contribute to this world. Everything else in this world is preordained. There's nothing you can do. It's already a done deal. Hakol b'dei shemayim. That is a very slight, interesting remez in this pasuk to the concept of covering the head. Covering the head of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is an organism. It's not just an inanimate object. It's a living entity, the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, the same way a person needs a covering on their head, the Mishkan, the outside of the Mishkan, also needs a covering on its head. Okay, so that's the basic. Now, here, we're not going to have time to let's run through some of the ideas, and we'll probably do this over 2 days. The first section, there are many chapters in this topic. The first is all of the Makoros. What are the sources in Chazal to wearing a head covering? And the sources he presents here a total of 6 sources. Each source has a different flavor, and there are many nafkaminas in each source. For example, the things that we always are going to come back to is wearing a head covering a midas chasidus? It's a nice thing to do, but it's not a requirement. You don't have to wear a yarmulke. no requirement. Or no, maybe wearing a head covering is a halacha. It is an absolute requirement that the Rabbanon insists that every single member of Klal Yisrael do. L'may nafkamina, if you're in an environment where you can't wear a head covering. Let's say you're at work and you can't wear, it's dangerous to wear a head covering. Does a person have an obligation to wear a baseball hat? Some people go to the extreme where they have a toupee, or they have to have some type of, so you're not going to get the full flavor of what you're wearing the head covering for, but at least you're not violating the technical law by having your head covered bare. That's a very, very big debate, and that debate will send us on what is the source of wearing a head covering. Another very interesting question is, what about women? Why don't women, specifically single girls, he won't talk about a married woman, so anyway, generally married women, they cover their hair. Okay, that's a separate topic for different reason. But a single girl, a girl that's not married, certainly does not cover her hair. How is that? Why is she different than a boy? Show me any difference between a boy. That's a very tough question that no one really seems to have a very satisfying answer. Why a single girls don't have to wear head covering, at least when they make a bracha, at least when they daven, when they recite Berachas Hamazon. So again, that's another.
Is there a sinner on the
yes? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And the Mechaber doesn't differentiate between the man and the boy. It just says, halach, you wear yarmulke. And doesn't say women are exempt. So we'll come to that a little later on. We'll go to different reasons. Okay, but that's a very, very important topic. Another very important topic is what?
If they were honest feminists, maybe.
Well, you should know that Rav Avadia Yosef shockingly says that women should cover their, single girls should, if they can, cover their head when they make brachas. No one follows that psak. That's what he says. He says that it comes out from halacha that a woman really ideally should cover their hair when they make a bracha, and if they can, they should. All the gedolim say we have no tradition to do so. It's never been done, and not going to start doing it now. Okay, but it's something that is very, there are poskim that still, why not? Why shouldn't a single girl cover her hair to some degree? We'll talk about it a little later on. Another very big issue is how much of the head must one cover? Is there a shear, a mashahu? It's symbolic. Is it an obligation? Is it not an obligation? Is it a minig? Not a minig? Halacha? Whatever it is, you have to tell me how much. Do I have to only cover a small amount? Or maybe I have to cover the majority? Or maybe cover the entire head? And we just saw recently the video from the Chafetz Chaim. Do you notice Chafetz Chaim, what hat he was wearing? First of all, one of the most fascinating things about that video is the collection of hats. Many people have commented on every single person there was wearing a different color, different type. A person claimed to me that every single style of hat that you saw in that video exists today. There's no chidur, ein chodosh tachas hashemesh. The only one that wore something unique was the Chofetz Chaim. He wore what was called a wagon driver's hat. A wagon driver. Today we don't have wagon drivers anymore. Today we have Google, Apple, Balagola. A Baal HaGola had a special hat not so long ago. Okay, when they had horses, how long ago? What? Okay, they don't whatever it is. But this hat, that's the only hat that has become extinct. He wore as an act of humility. The Chofetz Chaim felt that he's no better than a wagon driver, like the common man, car service guy. Who is that's what he wore. What? Yeah.
On his trip to the CIA,
yeah.
Train,
yeah.
And he took a third class seat.
Yeah.
And along the way, all the Rabbanim, the Gera, all the Alexander, all of them joined him. They also took third class. And every city they came, there were people.
Throngs of people.
And they said, come to the window. He didn't want to come. And finally, they convinced him.
Give them the Hanah.
So he went to the window, and they started giving him show, and he didn't want to give any hand. He said, I'm nobody, you know. And he came, but he didn't want to show him to anybody to the window.
Okay, he wore a wagon driver's hat. Shocking. It's like everyone else, a Hamburg and this hat and that hat, all different types of styles. Throw you out. It's not good for Shaduchim. We walk in with a shul with that kind of hat. Okay, so that's a very big issue. That hat, if you notice, there are Moshe Feinstein. He wore a Moshe Feinstein, he wore a certain type of rabbinic beside the hat. Different types of yarmulkes. That yarmulke covered the entire head.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And just throughout some of these things, there are different. Okay. So let's just go through some of the sources. And all of these sources, every one of the sources is always going to touch. Is always going to go back. And touch upon a different flavor of why he actually says that he count all the reasons that he can discover. I think he comes out with how many reasons? I think eight reasons why, and some of the reasons they overlap. Because I'm not going to go through the eight reasons, but every one of the six sources brings out a different flavor in why we wear a head carving. So let's just go through some of the sources. Number one. Reason source number one. Here it is. First source is the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin, Omar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Also lo adam sheyahalich arba amos bekoima zakufa, with your neck stuck out. Doesn't say anything about wearing a hat. Nothing about a hat. The koyma zkufa shenemar miloy chol aretz kvoide. Hashem's presence occupies the entire world, and therefore you have to humble yourself. And then the Gemara continues to illustrate, and this is a very important illustration of what it means not to be koyma zkufa. Rav Huna bereid of Yeshua loy maske arb amos begili roish. He did not walk. Now this is a very important Gemara, because we discuss what about if you're not walking anywhere. Maybe you only have to wear a yarmulke when you walk in the street. But when you're sitting at home, you don't even need to wear a head covering. Maybe you only need to wear a head covering when you make a bracha. Maybe only when you daven Shemona Esrei. Maybe only when you recite Birchas Hamazon. Maybe, what?
Why bring people different? You have to show that you...
Okay, all right. In front of the people, when we're coming from Kodesh Baruch Hu, here he says he only wore head covering when he walked. When he was stationary, he did not wear yarmulke. He did not walk lemaski arba amos begili roish. Omar, he said shchina lemala meirosh. That's the first very important source. Right, I'm going to come to that. We're going to come to that. It's a mechutzef. Okay, so this is the first one. So according to this mekar has an expression. It's a matter of hachna, humility. Not Yerushalayim. You can write it, you can overlap. All of these things are all related. I'm not going to go through all the how he breaks it up, because they all seemingly sound like synonyms of the same idea. But the coin is, it's a matter of humility. Humble yourself. Recognize that you're not, there's a creator. Humble yourself. A second makar is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Amar Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua Tesili. He said, I'm going to get reward. I demand reward in the next world, because I did not travel. D'lechti arba amas begili roish. It's a similar idea. I did not walk for amas begili roish. Okay, third makar. Gemara Masechta Shabbos Kufnun Vav. Now this is a famous Gemara, and this now opens up the concept of Yirah Shamayim. Eimo Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amalei Kaldoi. The astrologers of the mother told the mother of Nachman bar Yitzchak, your child, Berich Ganova Hava. Your child, we see in the stars, is going to be a Ganov. He has a disposition to be a Ganov. So what did she do? So it all comes from a woman. All great things in this world come from women. So what did she do? So she said to the people there, Kasei to him, to the child, Kasei reishech ki hechi ditahavi aloch emosa deshmaya. Uboi rachamei. Okay, so she, in order to prevent him from becoming a ganav, he shaviyira shemayim. She told him that he should always have his head covered. So we learn from this story in the Gemara that a person should, that wearing a yarmulke is a form of yira shemayim, to remind you. It's a reminder. A reminder that there is God and you have to behave. Okay, fourth source. Now this source already touches upon the concept of covering your entire head. The Gemara has a story in Kiddush Daf Chav Tes. That Rav Chista praised Rav Huna, Mishnah Rav Chista, Rav Huna, concerning Rav Hanuna, the Adam Gadol Hu. Okay, there was a discussion between Rav Chista and Rav Huna. Rav Chisda told Rav Huna that there's a very, very great Talmud Chacham by the name of Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Huna was curious, who is this person, this legend? I have to understand, I have to see who this person is. He told me that he's such a great person, I want to check him out. Next time he comes to town, make sure you bring him to me. Sure enough, he came to town, he came to shul, he davened, and guess what? This person, Rav Hamnuna, was not wearing a talus. He davened shachris. That was a telltale sign that he was a bocher. He wasn't married. So he said to him, you're not wearing a talis. Chaz leparis sudra. He was not wearing a sudr. Now, it doesn't mean a talis. It means a sudr. My taima. So he said, why do you wear a sudr? I'm not married. Oh, you're not married? I don't want to see you. Get out of my sight until you get married. So we learned in this Gemara, in the Farsh, in the Rishayim, we learned in this Gemara, is that people that were married, the sudr over here means they wore a head covering the whole day. Here you differentiate between someone that's not married, did not wear a yarmulke, and someone that's married wore a head covering. And the head covering is described as a sudr. And the Rishonim explained that a sudr is not just a little yarmulke. A sudr is a type of covering which covers the entire head. A whole, it's not just milt, it's not the majority, it's the entire head. And also opens up an issue which is discussed in some of the early sources, that it used to be the custom in ancient times, the only one that wore a head covering the entire day were Talmidei Chachamim. The average Tom, Dick, and Harry did not wear a head covering. Talmidei Chachamim, it was a sign, like today, Ben Tara wears a black hat, it was a sign, you wear a head carving. Okay, another source. What? A sudr. That's what it says. I guess that he went to, he was both. This is the situation. He was both a Talmud Chacham, and it's, I don't know. There are a lot of.
Well,
the
scroll on the bottom there says that he obviously he didn't think he had to wear. He's not married. He didn't have to wear a yarmulke. That was his excuse. He answered him, "I'm not married."
Not married. So that I'm not even though Talmud Chacham was not his. Okay, let's go to a fifth. I want to just finish a few more short things. We'll do this tomorrow. But I just want to finish a few more short things. A fifth source, the Gemara says, the Kedushin, the Gemara there says, Ravina of Yasa Kamit Rabbi Yemiya Medivsei Chalif Ugava. He was sitting before him, and a student passed by, and V'loy Nichsei Reishei, a young student passed by, and his head was uncovered. Omar Kam Chutzif. He said, "What am a Chutzif?" Kam Chutzif Haigavo. He is now wearing. So he said, "What's the big deal?" He comes from Moslem Chasya, a name of a city, and there in the Chamar Mechutzafim. That's the there Mechutzafim. That's why he's now wearing a head carving. So we learn from this Gemara that now wearing head carving is an act of chutzpah. Okay, another Gemara. This is a very strange Gemara. The Gemara talks about a Ma'aseh Shehayah where there were three Talmidei Chacham sitting together: Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yeshua. And there's a Talmud Chach, a person passed by, walked in the street that was not wearing a head covering. So Rabbi Eliezer said, he's not wearing a head covering. What kind of chutzpah is this? He's a religious Jew not wearing a head covering? He must be a mamzer. Try that today, right? Try that today. He's a mamzer. Rabbi Yeshua said, he's not a mamzer. His mother didn't go to mikvah. He's a ben nida. He was conceived in sin. Rabbi Akiva said, "You're both right. He's a mamzer, and the woman that conceived him also did not go to mikvah, and it was discovered that Rabbi Akiva was right, that the person was both a mamzer." So it shows there's a certain theme. It's chutzpah. To walk with the head cover uncovered is an act of chutzpah. Okay, those are the basic six reasons the Gemara gives. The basic six makaras. So I just want to finish up two interesting things. Every day in Berachos HaShachar we make brachos that relate to benefits that we have from this world. Asher nosan lasech vivina lahafkin binyam vein loyla. Shlo yasani goy shlo yasani yave. And then we have pekech ivrim, malbir sharumim, matir asurim, somech nofim. Each of these things correspond to a certain benefit that we have in this world. And then we've come to putting on our hat and putting on our belt. One would expect that the bracha should follow the same pattern as the other brachas. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Oter B'Svara. Or some, you give me you give me a hat. Baruch Hashem, I have a hat. I can put a hat. It's raining outside. I have a hat to cover my head. Ozer B'Gvura. I wrap a belt around my waist. But yet these two brachas of wearing a belt and wearing a hat are unique, and this is the subject of an enormous amount of attention in Chazal, that the only two brachas in Birchas HaShachar that have the word Yisroel. Oter Yisroel b'sifara, Oter Yisroel b'gvura. You have over here the word Yisrael. And from that, many Mepharshim come to point out is to teach you that when a Jew wears a hat, he's not wearing a hat for the same reason why a non-Jew wears a hat. When a non-Jew wears a hat, it's because it's hot, it's cold, it's comfortable.
It's not just functional.
It's not just functional. Every head covering, Oiter Yisroel Bigvura, the word Yisroel is added into these brachas. There's a religious significance in wearing a head covering and wearing a belt. Wearing a belt is to separate the erva, the lay, from the erva, the machshava, the mind, the kedusha, from the part of the body that participates in more worldly matters. That's a significant, a spiritual type of garment, and it's a spiritual garment to wear a hat. Okay, I'll conclude over here with one something very cute. Now, don't have any complaints against me, because I don't mean this in an insulting way, and I do the same thing. I used to, when I was bar mitzvah, I used to have a feather in my hat. I think I had a feather when I was bar mitzvah. And today it's coming back in style. Today among the B'nai Torah, they want a little salt and pepper. They want a little flavor, so that they wear. The people I see wearing feathers more than not in their hat. But it used to be years ago. He brings down over here this very very sharp, a very sharp little cute little vart. Is that they were goyim, they were maskilim, or they were goyim that they wore hats. And they were very disturbed they had to wear a hat. Because they know that who wears the hats? The religious. The religious, they wear the hat. The Haredim, when it's the summer, the sweltering hot summer, they're putting on a hat. I don't wear a hat. I'm not a religious person. But now it's the winter, it's very cold outside, and you wear a hat. Listen, all they're selling are the Borsellinos. Even though they're going out of business. They're going bankrupt, Borsellino. You're in the news. Okay, they're going bankrupt. But all this is, so what could I do? I have no choice. It's the only game in town. I have to wear a hat. But I don't want to be identified with the Haredi society. So what I'm going to do, this became the custom among, again, this is not our generation, we're talking over here, going back who knows how long, to show that I'm wearing a hat, not to identify with the Haredi community, I put a feather in the hat. So it became, so they applied to these people, this is a really sharp line, I only can find it. They apply to these people the pasuk in Parshas, I think Parshas Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra, when it comes to bringing a bird, when a person brings a bird as a carbon, before you throw the bird on the mizbech, you have to rip out the crap. The crap has all the schmutz. You don't put the schmutz on the mizbech. So you take it out. And when you take out the crap, you have to take out the entire crap with the feathers. The feathers, you know, you take out the whole thing from the outside. You don't stick your hand in and take it out from the inside. You take it out from the outside with the feather. The way the pasuk says, "V'hester esmura so b'noitza so." You remove the crap together with the feather on the outside. So the gedolim of the generation, I do not know how far back this goes, I'm not familiar with the people who's referring to, they apply to these maskilim, these people who showed, we're wearing a hat because it's cold outside, not because we want to be religious, and to do that we're putting in the feather in the hat, the hesir, these people have removed from their head es mur aso, which means literally the crop, but it was homiletically interpreted as fear. Mura so, lotion of mora. Mura. They have removed from themselves any fear of God. How? Binoitzasa. By putting the feather in the hat. By putting the feather in the hat and making a statement, I'm not wearing the hat for Yirah Shemayim, for Moira Shemayim, I'm wearing the hat for style. I'm wearing the hat for shelter, for function. The hasir, now it's a new flavor. The hasir es muraso, you're removing the fear of God by minaitzasa, by putting the feather.
The toisefes
nifla, b'inyin zeyesh ravi michidushe mahari. You know who this is? Mahari mem hei resh yud aleph aleph, mashe kosav sheshama b'shei michidushe. Mechutanoi, Hagoy Natsadik, Rabbi Naftali Schreiber Zatzal. Dumitz Mikar Li. No, I can't even pronounce this. I really don't know where this is from. The Heser Esther Rasa Binoit Sasa.
Came in and they gave the
okay.
So they took the
feather.
Okay, so
this now, I'll just tell you one last thing which Rav Moshe talks about at great length. This really is the secret to understanding a lot about why we wear head coverings and all of the rules. It really comes back to one yesod. There's another reason why we wear head covering, and we really in today's generation we completely do not relate to this. Chugas ha'amim. It used to be the custom by the non-Jews with tremendous hakpada, and it's still true in the court system today, that when you go to church, you take off your hat, you take off your head covering.
Yeah,
it's not just you take off the yarmulke; the head must be bare. It must be bare in the church, and by the goyim, it is a sign of hachna, of you're humbling yourself before the Avodah Zarah, before God. This was the aleph beis of church custom, church ritual. You come into church, you take off the hat, you take off the head covering. Chukas, it was a big issue. We don't relate to this whatsoever. Therefore, in response to show when our Batei Kinosios are not like church, they're not churches, we are not like the Goyim, it became a very powerful inyan. Bedavka, you keep your head covered. You bedavka, and that expanded. Not just keeping your head covered when you're in Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis Medrash, you keep your head covered when you go out into the street. When 24/7, you always have your head covered. The Ikar Yisod comes from Chukas Ha'am. There are many Nafkaminas, and one of the primary Nafkaminas is women. Someone explained that is why women don't wear, young girls, not single girls, don't wear head coverings when they make brachas. Why? Because in the church, after Google this, there was
women covered their head.
So the women, wasn't part of church ritual that a woman takes off her head covering.
Just
the opposite. They keep it on. The melee, if the Ikar reason, we don't understand how our Minhagim came about. If you learn the Ikar, the primary reason, many Rav Moshe writes this, the Taz. Rav Moshe dwells a lot on this task. The primary reason why we wear yarmulke is avada, it's yerushamayim, it's hachna. You can go through the long, long list. But that now would have been enough to carry it to where it is today, to the degree that all, to explain all the customs of why, how much of the head, this and that. But a lot of it has to do with this task. It was chukas ha'amim. It only applied to men, never applied to women. So women never had the custom to wear their heads.
They didn't wear
it. Right, Mukharanat.
Mukharanat. When they came out of the void,
they took it off. Mukharanat. I'll bring you a very nice one. You discuss it at a great length. Is that it says the Yimsech, the Yom of the Pious, when they made every single morning, when they made a pious, a lottery, who was going to do the Avodah, what did they do? All the Kohanim stood around in a circle, and the Skan comes in. Okay, time for pious. Okay, you, Kohen, give me your hat. He took off his hat. He was here in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas HaGazis, a stone's throw away from Mamet, from the HaKodesh HaKadoshim. He's standing here without a head covering.
Right.
And he's going to be the sign. Now everyone puts out a finger, one finger, two, we're going to count. How dare you stand in the Beis HaMikdash without your head covered? Obviously, it was no big deal. Now someone say, no, they just took off his mikvos, he had a little yarmulke. They don't want to. But that's not the stop. That's not what it is. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow.